We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am great. The sun is shining in Webster.
It is a beautiful morning.
Isn't it, though? You know, I worked in Louisville for a while, and I enjoyed Derby Week. You know, I did some things. Some of the places we worked for had a steamboat race party, and then when I was going with Don, he had some tickets, and we went on the steamboat, and you know, you went to the chuck wagon and ate all these mentionable things.
I saw something where it says, Kentucky, the only place where you party 2 weeks for a two-minute horse race.
That's exactly right. I have been for years back after I married Don, and maybe I did before once or twice. I've had a group just in for a derby party. Everybody brings food, you know, and I usually furnish the meat and the libations, but they bring some more. We have to make some mint juleps. Now I'm growing mint. But I found that, you know, not many people want mint juleps.
It's a drink that a lot of people have heard of, a lot of people talk about. They sell a lot at Churchill Downs, and they taste like foot wash.
First time I went to the races was hilarious. I had never been. That was during the period that I was working in Louisville, which is what, now probably 30 years ago. So Roberta Anthony and I decided we were going to go to the races. We were working up there. So Lee came up and went with us. Lee had been to the races, and he had been to Keeneland. I think he was out of school then. He might have been working at Brandenburg. I don't really remember where he was working. So we went, and we made him do our betting because we didn't know how to do that. He trained us. Of course, first thing I was going to do was have a mint julep. I was, 45 years old? Probably pushing, maybe it was 50, pushing it. And I'd never had a mint julep. And I thought, boy, they just look so good, so cool and frosty, and that smell of that mint. It was a bad, bad experience.
Absolutely. It's a waste of good bourbon.
So I was so disappointed. And as I say, I have looked at all the recipes, and I always just feel like on Derby Day, I should have them available. So I made the mint syrup and had it all ready. But I see, you want some mint syrup?
I'll be glad. I'll pass, Miss Sandy.
I'll be glad to fix you up. Maybe I can sell little bottles of it. But I made a wonderful punch. I don't have that recipe written down here, but I'm sure everybody's seen it. It's been on Facebook and various places. You take Country Time lemonade and pineapple juice and a little water because of your Country Time lemonade, and then put ginger ale or Sprite in it. It's a very refreshing, non-alcoholic drink. And if you wanted to put something in it, you could.
Sure.
We drank a lot of that. I made a lot of that, and people really did like that. And I will get the proportions sometime. I don't have them here with me, but
And today's show, we're going to talk about some food that's easily transportable.
Totin' stuff, I call it.
Totin' stuff.
You know, do good. I've got a jalapeno pepper dip, and if you like stuff a little hot, and you can decide how hot you want it. If you take the seeds out, they're not as hot. Well, I bought some shrimp sauce lately from St. Elmo's in Indianapolis, which I had eaten there, and I made the mistake of not noticing it said fiery.
Okay.
And tell me, it is fiery. Mike Tucker really likes his peppers and his hot stuff, so I took Mike a bottle of it. I haven't asked him yet, but this is Don't Poke the Bear jalapeno dip.
Okay.
6 to 8 slices of bacon, diced and cooked crispy. That's a good start, isn't it?
Absolutely.
2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese softened, a cup of mayonnaise, 4 to 6 jalapenos chopped and deseeded. And you really need to take the seeds out, unless you're Mike Tucker and you like it really, really hot. A cup of cheddar cheese shredded, 1/2 cup of mozzarella cheese shredded, and 1/4 cup of diced green onion. And then you have a topping, which is 1 cup of crushed crackers, and I usually use Ritz, but what if you have Wheat Thins or something like that, just a good little butter cracker or something. 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese and 1/2 stick of butter melted. You preheat your oven to 350, combine all the ingredients in a medium bowl and stir well, and transfer to an oven-proof dish. The size of the dish depends on how thick the dip is. The thicker the dip, the longer it may need to warm. So if you've got a smaller dish, you might need to warm it a little longer. But you can probably figure that out. I used a stoneware dish. It's round and it's about 12 inches across. And that makes the dip about 1 inch thick. You combine the topping ingredients and sprinkle all over the top of the dip. Bake the dip for 20 to 30 minutes or until it's bubbly. And serve it with Ritz crackers or Frito chips, tortilla chips, or you could even serve it with vegetables, but I have to admit I sort of like my dips with crackers. crackers or toasted bread.
Or the tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips are really good.
I like a chip.
Especially when you got jalapenos with them.
Yes.
You know, this is a really good thing. And it's not too hard to make. It doesn't take long. And you usually have most of those ingredients on hand anyway. You know, with cheeses, I hate to buy stuff that you're only going to use for one recipe. Mm-hmm. And you got the rest of it sticking around there. As you notice, I try and always give you substitutions if I can. Because I like to.
That sounds like it would travel very easily.
It is really easy to carry, and dips are. We had several dips at the Derby party, and the bowls were clean. I need to get a recipe. Joanne McGarry makes a Reuben dip with kraut and corned beef. She brings that every year, and everybody loves it. And then she had another one, and I'm not really sure what it was because the time I got around, there was nothing left but crumbs in the bowl. Anyway, now here's a little easy pecan bar, which is a good toter, too.
Does this taste like a pecan pie?
Well, sort of. Yeah, it's sort of the ingredients. I can see right now your eyes are lighting up.
Yes.
I have a harder pecan bar. It came from Lily's in Louisville, but this is, if you want to make one real quick, this is easy to make and easy to tote, and it doesn't take hardly any time to make it. Use a can of refrigerated crescent rolls. Easy, easy. 3/4 cup chopped pecans, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of corn syrup, 2 tablespoons of butter melted, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 egg beaten. Heat your oven to 350. Unroll the dough and press in bottom and 1/2 inch up the sides of a 9 by 13 inch pan. And you press those preparations, that are there to divide, you press them together to seal it. And bake 8 minutes. You don't want to leave holes where it'll drip out to the bottom. That's what I'm saying. And meanwhile, in a medium bowl, mix the remaining ingredients. Pour the filling over the partially baked crust. And then you bake 18 to 22 minutes longer until golden brown. Cool about 1 hour and cut into bars.
That's very easy.
Very easy. And, as you said, pecan pie, pecans and sugar and corn syrup and butter, that's sort of a pecan pie.
It's right there in the ballpark.
And one egg in there. It really is a pecan pie top. Mm-hmm. I have a really, that's not so complicated, but one makes 2 huge pans and came from Lily's in Louisville. And I have made it a lot of times, so I will give that sometime on here. But this one, somebody calls and says, you got to come over and bring something sweet. And if you have these things a lot of times in the house, too. So just mix it up and tote it over.
We've got a dip. We've got a dessert.
What else we got?
What else we got?
This is only 142 calories, too. So this is good. This comes from Skinny Taste. It's maple pecan banana muffins. How does that sound?
It sounds good.
3 medium, very ripe bananas. 1 1/4 cups white whole wheat flour. But I just use regular flour because I didn't have whole wheat. 3/4 teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, softened. 1/4 cup maple sugar or brown sugar, and I didn't have maple sugar, so I used brown sugar. 2 large egg whites, 1/4 cup pure maple syrup. There comes your maple taste. 2 tablespoons unsweetened applesauce. And a lot of times they're using applesauce in place of fats in desserts, and it seems to work pretty well. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract and 1/3 cup crushed pecans. You preheat your oven to 325 and put cupcake liners in your cupcake pan. You mash the bananas in the bowl, set aside. In a medium bowl, combine flour, baking soda, and salt with a wire whisk. Set aside. In a large bowl, cream butter and 1/4 cup maple sugar with an electric mixer. Add egg whites, mashed bananas, maple syrup, applesauce, and vanilla. Beat at medium speed until it's mixed well, scraping down the sides of the bowl. Add your flour mixture, and be really careful, if you've got that mixture going. Sometimes that flour goes everywhere. Then blend at a low speed until just combined. Pour the batter into the prepared muffin tin. Spread the pecans evenly over the muffins. Bake the muffins on the center rack for 30 to 35 minutes until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Let cool if you can. If you can't let cool, eat them right then.
Okay.
They're low calorie and good for you. With the applesauce and the bananas, you're getting really. Mm-hmm. And they probably would even be better for you if you used whole wheat flour, but I usually don't keep it because I don't make too much bread. I'm an old biscuit maker like your mother probably was in cornbread.
I understand. Mom was more cornbread than biscuit.
Well, Mama made both, They were of the same era, and you just didn't go to the grocery room and buy bread a lot of times. You made what you had. Mm-hmm. And Mama made yeast bread occasionally in yeast rolls, but it's a lot bigger deal, than just stirring up cornbread or stirring up biscuits. I used to make biscuits a lot and make pretty good ones, but they don't make them much anymore.
Both of my grandmothers were biscuit makers. Mom preferred a canned biscuit just because
Walt
of ease.
Biscuit.
She was more a cornbread maker if she was going to make some kind of bread at home.
Mama loved cornbread. She made cornbread too, and I can remember nights, I guess we had lunch, but for supper, we have a big pan of cornbread and sweet milk, cornbread bread and milk. Sounds pretty good. I could kind of stand there right now.
It does sound good.
I like cornbread and beans and cornbread and soup. I don't want cornbread in my chili. Some people want cornbread and chili, but I like crackers with that.
I like cornbread on the side. I don't like it in
the chili. You
don't
want to crumble it in your chili.
But there are people who do.
A lot of people really do. Of course, if you went to Irvington School, you probably like peanut butter and crackers with chili.
That's good.
I really didn't eat that much, and I can remember having it. I don't know why I didn't. But three-fourths of the people that back in the, you know, when the covered wagons came into the school, they still eat crackers and peanut butter with chili.
Miss Sammy, is that our last for today?
I think that. Do you think we've talked enough? I've talked enough. You need to shut me up, Michael.
Tell them what we always say.
Oh, I never trust a skinny cook.